Prepare yourself! Prepare yourself!
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. Hosted.
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take the Red Pill.
Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Me, host B. Coming at you to wherever the hell you at. Straight from Poland. Coming at you wherever the hell you at. Yeah, we're repping it right here on RBN. And, well, we're just here to represent in general. Okay? We got to get a lot of misconceptions out there straightened out. Information is everything. Information is currency. Information is power. Okay? That's what it's all about. Now I've got my co-host. I was going to say something else, but, you know, I don't want to get all mafioso here, but I've got my co-host, the Man Wonder here.
That's right. Oh, actually, that's a good segue. I've got some mafia-esque stories here tonight, too, to cover one at least, for sure. I mean, this whole cabal is like a big mafia, but we've seen some of that seeping through. And Elton John was in the news again today because it's like his birthday or something. So I figured I'd pull up the thing I was talking about last night too, and I got a plethora of other things on my docket.
Yeah, because you kind of surprised you last night. It was like, oh, wait, Elton John, pedophile. Wait, was it Billy Idol? Wait, what the hell is he talking about?
Now, they were listening to Billy Joel, and they're like trying to turn. I was doing a First Amendment audit. These two cops, they're just sitting in the car, and they're just chilling there, scrolling on the phones. I was like, what are you guys up to? And then they were, like, laughing at me. They rolled up their windows, and they started blasting the music. And I thought it was an Elton John, John song, but it was a Billy Joel song. I was like, you guys are a bunch of queers, but I use the F word. I said, you guys are a bunch of queers listening to Elton John, who's a pedophile. Elton John is a pedophile. You guys are dancing. It ended up actually, we ended up kind of de-escalating the situation, and I turned my camera off, and we had a good conversation, because a lot of these cops, they've just been told, or they think from whatever, oh, the cops, they're under so much attack right now. People are killing cops. You know, these people are just harassing and bothering cops. They're just trying to do their job. But I've been in many cities across this country, and if by doing your job, that means harassing the homeless people and being revenue generators, then yes, you're doing your job, but you're definitely not upholding the Constitution. And this is not a BBC in America. There's several articles there's two here that I'll first one is from BBC America.
Hold on. Before we get started with that, I think we need to kind of fix your mic a little bit. We need you to back off. See, that's how I know you have fake micro news, because we still got to teach you how to use that damn mic.
That's true.
But I also want to add something here. Yeah, that's better. I want to go ahead and add something here, because there's this craze going over YouTube that with this whole bounty hunter stuff, bail enforcement agents, okay? And, you know, these guys walk around with badges, vests, and guns. Most of the time, not real guns. They're airsoft pistols, okay? Trying to fool somebody. That's how Dog the Bounty Hunter got away with what he was doing with the assault rifles. They were airsoft guns. Dog the Bounty Hunter is a felon. A lot of people don't know that. He's a career criminal himself. So, just the facade of this whole bounty hunters, you know, you can kick a bounty hunter in the nuts and run off, okay? You are on no obligation to stick around for a citizen's arrest. I want the public to know that. It's not a misdemeanor nor a felony to run away from a bounty hunter, from a bail enforcement agent. These fake cops. And technically, if they use excessive force on you, they should get a charge. So as long as you cooperate with them and all this stuff, you're feeding into, you know, this whole craze. Because I did a little research on this, and the first thing I read was, there's a war on police right now. And it's, oh my God. It's like, this article was written by somebody pro-cop. Or is a cop, or is some kind of bail enforcement. There is not a war on police. There's a war on the people from the police. But, you know, they've militarized, okay? We haven't. We're the same population from back, you know, when they only had billy clubs. So there's the war on us. Anyhow, I just want to throw that out there. That's something that's been annoying the crap out of me. If a bounty hunter ever comes after me, I'm rendering him unconscious and walking away. So just for anybody out there in the future, if I ever get in any trouble in the future, you know what time it is. Okay. Yeah, please go ahead. Oh, no. Oh, shoot.
Well, you cut off at least on my end the last thing you said there.
Oh, wait, I'm back. Oh, they didn't like what I was saying. Well, my phone is doing this duality thing. I can hear that I'm still online, but it just told me join call again. And now I think I'm hearing myself.
Here, I'm on the air now. I think you're in the call twice now or something. Something weird happened.
Twice.
Your audio quality changed dramatically. I didn't lose you. I don't know what's going on. It sounds like a Skype glitch. You might want to jump out and then.
Yeah, I'm going to jump out and jump right back in, guys. So please forgive us for this glitch. We're going to continue on the show here.
All right, so I'll talk about this Elton John stuff while he reconnects. This morning at home, we have a couple articles to read from. One is BBC America, Sir Elton John's Photos, Art, or Child Pornography. But I'm going to read this one, or at least part of it here. This is from back in September 2007, the 25th. This one's from the Evening Standard out in the UK. Elton John defends photographs used in, quote, child porn art raid. A photograph from a controversial art collection owned by Sir Elton John has been seized by police in a child porn inquiry. Elton's website today that he had purchased the controversial piece and it was on loan to a gallery. The photograph shows two naked girls laughing and playing. One is wrapped in costume fabric and the other one is lying on her back, her knees bent under her. Police and Crown prosecutors, lawyers must decide whether the image bought by Sir Elton John is art or child pornography. Well, if there are two pictures of naked little girls, I would say that's child pornography. That's not really even a debate. And good for the Police and Crown Prosecution Service for going in there and taking child porn away from him. And Elton John is defended.
Well, okay, is it drawn or were they photographs?
They're photographs.
Oh, that's porn.
Yeah, it's definitely porn. That's what I'm saying. That's why I call him a pedophile. I'm like, why do you have that? And the thing is, too, these people have so much money. They have all the money they could think of. They could have whatever you want. But he wants – this is the type of quote-unquote art, a.k.a. child porn, that he has. The same thing is up at Tony Podesta's house. Look in the magazine. He's got a spread about this. He's got the Jeffrey Dahmer victim guy arched over on his back in hysteria. He's got naked preteens, non-photographed, but in art, in painting, with spank marks on them, naked preteens. His brother's got, you know, these people cutting somebody up as a cannibal. I mean, Marina Abramovich, spirit cooking, does that ring any bells? Hanging around with Bill Gates, hanging around with Epstein, hanging around with Weinstein. And one of the other parts about this is FACE, which is the Preservation for Art in Embassies by the United Nations. And I've covered this in an article written in 2013 by Hillary Clinton, where they have the Art in Embassies program, where they can basically go around traditional shipping methods, don't have it searched, and they can send this art all around. And who's in the picture? It's people like Hillary Clinton and Marina Abramovich. And if you look at the Vanity Fair article written by Hillary Clinton, they have these medals around their neck like if they're some kind of freaking Olympians. And knowing these people take in art, maybe they just throw some paint on little kids and ship it overseas. I'm not saying that's what's happening, but I mean, I would not surprise me one bit.
Well, let me play devil's advocate for a second here. Maybe it is art to Elton John, because isn't he gay?
Maybe that's what the story is. Maybe he has little boy stuff that we don't know about. Maybe he says he is gay. But you know what? Maybe that's a front. I mean, and you know, people that are gay are also can also molest children too. So,
he may just be a super freak. You know, a trisexual, try anything.
He may be. I mean, he definitely tries anything with his weird ass outfits that he'd be wearing. But yeah, so I mean, that's what it's really the bizarre stuff about it, because like you got Elton John with his weird art, you got the Podestas with their weird art, you've got of course Marina Abramovich, then you've got James Olifantis. We bring him up. He has his art museum called Transformer in DC, and as I brought up the other night, Transformer in DC got donations from guess who? Oh yeah, the Satanic Sex Human Trafficking Branding Cult, Nexium, who's also tied into the Clintons and others. So it's one big gang, and they definitely have a proclivity towards weird art. And they also have, again, the Art and Embassy stuff, so they're just shipping art around traditional borders, and they basically have a loophole to just ship whatever the heck they want.
There's another loophole out there too. That's a real craze out there. Is what's it called? Lolly. It's like anime, but drawn with little children doing sexual acts. So it's drawn, but it's drawn anime pedophilia. You have this little fairy-like, childlike people doing sexual acts on each other, and it's called Lolly or Cholly or something like that.
And they got child sex robots out, and people actually, some people are, this was even a year or two ago, I covered this, people were talking about child sex robots, and some people are actually saying they're a good thing, so people could just rape the child sex robots, and they wouldn't have to take out their rape on kids. And maybe that is a good situation. I don't know. But just the fact that, you know, when I was growing up, I was like, oh, man, I would watch Back to the Future, Back to the Future 2. Oh, dude, we're going to have flying cars. The Cubs are going to win a pennant. It's going to be all great. And instead, we have to deal with child sex robots. So it might not be the dystopian alternate 1985, but it's worse. you know, I really wish we had flying cars instead of child sex robots.
Well, you know, if for each one of those guys that goes in for that stuff needs to be added to our registry list. Just to be safe.
Oh, man. And the thing is, you know, I've been watching, I guess I'm on my basic app white girl stuff lately, but I've been watching a lot of, it started with watching one documentary on Hulu, and I forget the name of it, but there's basically 2,000 children who were sentenced to life without the possibility of parole while they were children, anywhere from 13, 17 years old, some less, I'm sure. And some of these people had to actually, everyone that they go through that I've seen had to actually go to the jail with adults, and they were being raped as children. And then later on, some court ruled that it was a violation of the Eighth Amendment, which it is. I personally believe life without the possibility of parole for any person, especially a minor, is, first of all, you're sentencing them to child rape if you're not putting them in juvenile detention. Secondly, I believe that's cruel and unusual punishment. So I'm going through, and then I started watching all these, like, The Killer, The Psychopath, all these Netflix documentaries pop up because we watched a few other stuff. Charles Gabriel Brown and all these murders and psychopaths, and oh, this one guy, he gets out, and so on and so forth. And the thing is, almost every single one of them, you know, you start watching the documentary and you think, oh, these people dragged this guy out to a field and they lit him on fire, they buried him alive, and then he wasn't dead. They came back the next day and they tried to kill him again, and they couldn't get it. And you think these people are so crazy and so horrible. And then you want to give him the death penalty, which I'm not an advocate of, but then they go on and they say, well, then they tell you what happened to this person when they were a kid. They were molested. They were tortured. They had this and that happen to them. And it's really a very, very terrible cycle, because it just keeps perpetrating itself throughout the generations. And what we really need to do is find other ways of reaching to these people, loving these people and healing them before they have a chance to go out and continue that cycle. And obviously that's easier said than done.
You know, I don't believe in the death penalty either. As much as I like to get rid of every scumbag off this planet expeditiously as humanly possible, but I would like to reserve that for civil servants who think they are gods over us. But no, I don't really believe in the death penalty. What I believe in, any civilized society would have a proponent of punishment that would consist of exiling. So I think, you know, have a little island somewhere.
I agree.
And a place where nobody knows, that where they can't escape. And just dump them there.
I'm not even playing V, I'm playing myself. I definitely don't think very well of the death penalty, especially like you said, when it's a monolithic state that kills more than anybody and they can't get justice right, and then they're going to kill these people completely backwards. But if I walked up into a room and I saw a hypothetical pedophile raping a child, I don't want to say I will, but I may have different thoughts about the death penalty at that time, but I wouldn't let it go through the judicial system, maybe, you know what I'm saying? So just to play the devil's advocate, of course, hypothetical, always believe in nonviolence. But you never know how you're going to feel when you walk in and see something like that.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why we're not doing that. I mean, I think it would be worse off to put a person on an island. I mean, I'm talking about hardcore criminals, people who admit to killing, people who admit to child molestation. You know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Put those people on an island somewhere. Let them do whatever it is that they do to each other. and we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to have federal funding to feed them, house them. Anyways, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
At Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Just in case, you know, I just need to remind my co-host there. sorry, behind-the-scenes stuff. And speaking of behind-the-scenes stuff, we're going to have some future content that you guys will have bonus once you have membership to the show in itself on my server. Okay? We got a server ready to go. Website's being developed, and you guys are going to be able to see me live. I don't know about anybody else, but be able to see me live every morning, or well, for you guys, every evening, if you're watching on your computer. And I have no idea how many of you guys are going to be viewing and listening, but it's going to be a lot of you. Once I get advertised on the the well, once the merger's done, once we have our media conglomerate, you're gonna see my face everywhere, all over the internet. So I know we're gonna have millions of viewers, listeners. We're gonna be bigger than Alex Jones. I can't wait. And the best part about it is, we're going to not be limited by Facebook or YouTube. Private server owned by me. There won't be any censorship. Unless you guys yourselves get hacked. But it's going to take a lot of manpower, a lot of man hours for these feds to actively try to ruin everybody's feeds. Not even touching my feed, because I'm going to lawyer up for electronic harassment. I'll tell you that right now. I'm about ready to take these a-holes to court right now with all the evidence I've been collecting over the years, as is. Political dissenters. The sentencing treatment. Yeah. Yeah, I got something for that. Anyhow. So, I want to get back to these articles here. I think we've got microphone situation fixed over there. Let's go ahead and test it out. Go ahead, Will.
All right, yeah. How do I sound now?
Oh, much better.
Great. All right. So, this is something also that I've been covering for literally years at this point. And it started back in the geoengineering days when we would talk about chemtrails and such, and people would call us crazy, and then they had conferences on geoengineering, and then we've seen the patents for weather modification been going on since at least Vietnam. We know about cloud seeding. We know there's treaties with countries, and very recently China started doing its own weather modification. It was very out in the mainstream news. Stuff that V and I were called crazy for talking about are now in your face. And this specific point of geoengineering, I've been talking about it coming, it's coming, it's coming. That's what she said, but it's here. So this is from entrepreneur.com. If you're reading at home, if you're scoring at home, the name of the article is "A Project Supported by Bill Gates is Set to Temporarily Dim the Sun." So we've been talking about on Demand the Truth and Fake Mike Real News for a long time that Bill Gates wants to dim the sun. Well, you know who else wanted to dim the sun? The humans in the Matrix. And then the robots took over and they put us in pink pods. So this is what Bill Gates wants to do. So I'll read just a little bit. If you guys want to score at home, you can go ahead and do it. But remember the project where Bill Gates wanted to cover the sun to cool the earth? Well, this summer, the test begins. The test begins. So they're first going to start with the balloon, right? And then take a look at this. I just got to read the first two paragraphs, right? Sorry. Well, this summer, the test will begin. According to the Times, a large balloon will soon be launched in Sweden that will spew out particles of calcium carbonate, which is essentially, quote, chalk dust. The Controlled Stratospheric Perturbation Experiment, SCOPEX, wants to prove that the energy of the dust in the stratosphere could eventually divert some of the sun's energy and lower the temperatures of the planet. So we have Bill Gates, who openly brags how he wants to depopulate the public, but yet keeps hidden the fact that he gave $2 million to Jeffrey Epstein. Too bad it didn't stay hidden. And now the same guy that giggles when he said, "We're going to just take GMOs and just jab them right into the kids' arms. The same guy who had cow corn found on his property, he now wants to dim the sun. And like I said, that's what happened in the Matrix, and the robots took over and put us in pink pods, and they called us crazy conspiracy theorists for talking about geoengineering.
Listen, we got to take another commercial break. We'll be back for a longer segment after this. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Conversation we're having off air there. yeah, so actually, you know, we might as well even just go into it. Yeah, so what I'm saying was, you know, I'm going to be kicking old Biden, you know, I'm going to be kicking him in his balls and in his ass, okay? A war on two fronts with his gun control stuff once I get big enough audience here and a far enough reach. It's going to be great. And, well, Mike, go ahead, Mike. What were you saying?
Yeah, I was saying I get the feeling when you're saying you're going to kick him in the ass, I was like, why don't you kick him in the balls? And then, the image flashed in my head of Biden just enjoying it for some reason. He seems like that kind of guy.
Yeah, seems very perverse. There are guys like that. I had a roommate once upon a time. It was female. She worked at a porn shop. And, she liked to torture me by, me coming home sometimes, and she's watching Ballbusters 3. And it would literally be a POV of some chick, you know, getting a handful of meat, a handful of sack, and punching them as hard as she could. I was like, whoa, I'm, walking around like I'm being hit. Whoa, turn that off. There's some.
This is for the patriarchy.
Yeah, she hated men for some weird reason, but whatever.
I mean, even if I hated men or women, I wouldn't want to see their cooters getting punched or their nads getting hassled. I don't want to see that. I mean, that's crazy, dog.
Well, I want to hook her up with O'Biden.
Come on, man.
Here's the deal. I'm gonna need some sharp jab to my crotch. Listen here.
I'll smell your hair at the same time.
That's what he whispers to those little kids as they're playing with their hair. You ever punch a grown man in the pants before?
Now I know what corn pop may be referring to.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man.
I can rub the legs, but the hair, and corn pop, he was there. Does Biden talk like Obama also? Is this a thing? What is that? I don't understand what's happening here. Somebody let me out.
I was reading one article that he's always going back and forth with Obama for true religion and advice. I'm sure that's not really the case. I think that's maybe they're trying to play it up and make a connection to him. He's probably, Fox News had, because he had this press conference, his first real press conference, and Fox News and some picked up on some photographs that he's got these little talking points, these little factoids in his hand, because he doesn't know what he's talking about. So maybe he is talking to Obama and it's kind of wearing off on him. Maybe he thinks he is Obama. He's so demented. Or it's just maybe his PR guys are trying to get him to be as much like Obama as possible. I don't know. Or it's probably a little bit of all three.
I get the feeling that he's in like constant vice president mode. And I mean, the guy seems to have always just been nothing more than sort of a face for the party, puppet of the controllers. And man, it doesn't seem like he even realizes half the time that he is the president right now. That seems to be a safe assumption. I really think he slips into modes where it's like, and I know it sounds crass, but it's like, he's just, his darker skinned counterpart, he just is deferring to them as they're the ones in charge, which frankly, I would have, in the modern United States societal turmoil, I'm sure anybody that's, going to play the kind of woke Democrat side of things, you're going to have to defer to the people of darker complexions. They are your leader regardless. You're not allowed to criticize, so you may as well just join and back them. But it's so twisted. The dude really literally seems like he just 99% of the time just is in vice president mode, telling Kamala's gonna take care of the border, she's gonna run the immigration, all right. It's like we destroyed all the stuff Trump did that might have actually been the good things, and now we're gonna assign people in the administration to we're gonna build it back better.
Well, he is taking on some policies that Trump had had placed, you know, and, you know, there's no way you can save face on that, but he is adopting some resolutions there that Trump put into place. But anyhow, yeah, you guys took the words right out of my mouth. I think there's definitely some handling there.
I'm trying to find out what is Obama up to right now. I'm just not. It's weird when I go to a website through their Google like Barack Obama tags. I'm getting just a bunch of stories that I guess he's mentioned in there, but I do see a few stories here.
Well, concerning Obama, it's what's Michelle up to?
Ooh, better. Yeah, let's see. I haven't heard anything from her. Let's see, Michelle. What are you doing, Michelle?
How far in is she? Grabbing those Michelle. Ears.
Yeah.
Grabbing those ears from behind. How far is she in? How deep is she in?
Oh, well, apparently, according to the internet, USA Today, here's what's going on with Michelle Obama.
There we go.
Her, Michelle Obama, Jennifer Lopez, and Billie Eilish demand Congress pass voting rights bill. So she's doing that.
Stunning and brave. Stunning and brave.
Very. And then she also, 2 days ago,
she can cook some things.
Big surprise, she slams leaders who won't take a stand to save lives following the Boulder shooting.
Yeah.
That means if you're not for gun control, you're a bigot. And then she has this one thing here. Barack Obama can cook three things, says Michelle Obama. I wonder what those are. I wonder if they're hot dogs and pizza.
Spirits,
she probably orders around the kitchen. She probably rolls over and says, Barack, get me a sandwich.
Make me a sandwich, you bee.
No mayonnaise, boy.
Ouch. Ouchie.
Oh, wow.
Hang on. I know it goes here.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Get your hand off my penis!
You think you're tough, you're about to get it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, Democracy Manifest for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, so, all right, to get back more on a serious note here. Yeah, so China is doing their own geoengineering thing, and which actually I was wondering about, because there have been lots of Asian people who have also contacted me. There are, you know, just like there are targeted individual groups and organizations that are trying their best to expose the covert weaponry that's being used against us, there were a few Asian groups who also wanted me to personally represent them. It's like, well, that's going to be kind of hard. I don't speak Vietnamese. I don't speak Thai. I don't speak any of these languages. But apparently I had a strong following there over in the Asian countries, because there's just nobody speaking out about it at all. Except for these little organizations, which they get together, but they're not vocal. So they're loving me, but I'm trying to figure out, so who is it exactly that's targeting them? Yeah, you know, we got the feds over here in the United States, the shadow government, who are targeting people left and right all around the world. I mean, the AI is not limited to English. I'm going to tell you that right now. Although I do hear that, and this is how I know it's the United States doing it, because for the most part, there's a lot of foreigners that I talk to who, of course, do know English. Even though English is not their first language, the voice of the skull is in English. So we definitely do know it's the Five Eyes targeting people around the world. But they do have the AI that can speak other languages, but they just prefer to do it in English whenever they can. I guess it makes for a better monitoring situation. So, I mean, and that right there is also proof that it's a voice to skull broadcast, a synthetic telepathy broadcast, because whenever you get voices, you can't even say that you're crazy. You can't say it's schizophrenia when it's not even in your native tongue. That's somebody else trying to intrude upon your mental sovereignty. That's the imperialistic agenda. Okay? So, I don't know anybody with natural schizophrenia who says, oh, well, my voices are in English. No, that doesn't happen. It simply doesn't. So, I had a strong following there, especially before we got booted off Facebook there in Asia. So, but I wonder, and you know, sometimes I think in my head, you know what, maybe we need to have this Chinese communist regime kick the crap out of the U.S. government. Maybe we need some sort of shock, traumatizing change around the globe. But then again, I think to myself, oh, wait a minute, Chinese Communist Party. The horrendous acts of totalitarian control that they're doing over there right now, it's beyond communism. They have gone full totalitarian. When you can't tweet out, hey, I'm quarantined in my apartment, I'm starving, and somebody brings some food, and then you go to jail and be made to apologize and say that you're lying, you've gone beyond Chinese Communist Party. You are now in a totalitarian regime, controlled country. That's totalitarianism. But and I'm thinking to myself, they have to have this technology. There are, but then again, maybe they don't have this technology. I can't sway my thinking one way or another, because, I mean, if they did have this covert harassment technology, they wouldn't need such a tight grip on the people there. See, these feds in the U.S., you know, they want to do their shadow hand and try to control people. You know, these false flag shooters that get pushed to shoot. People shoot and kill people. You know, that they want to create the illusion that people are free. People are free. But they're bearing down on people every day, putting them in their own personal hells until they do what they want them to do. And it can't be seen. It's invisible by other people. So I don't know, but they're doing their own version of the chemtrailing. They must realize their applications to the, you know, dosing people with nanotech. They must see if there's some kind of covert application. So I know everything that the federal government, the U.S. government has, the shadow government. I know all their equipment. I know everything they've got, but I don't know. I've been wanting to do my best, and when I do get a little bit bigger, a little more popular, I will be reaching out to third world countries around the world, third world nations, if they don't know, if their militaries don't know about this technology, I'm going to teach them all. I personally think that's why we have such a grip on the planet, because it's not just us being targeted. You know, Saddam Hussein, before they captured and killed him, he was saying he was being targeted. He was hearing the voices. Oh, he's just an insane, crazed madman. Bull. Saddam Hussein was placed in control because he had the full confidence of the United States federal government. You don't just all of a sudden become a madman. You know, same thing like with my friend Karen Stewart, the NSA whistleblower. Upon her exiting, upon her, you know, retirement, they tried to take away her retirement and say that she was crazy because they didn't want to give her the promotion that she so deserved. You know, you don't have a secret clearance to a shadow agency and be crazy. It doesn't work that way. Okay? It doesn't work that way. You cannot have a speeding ticket. You know how clean your record has to be? You can't have a speeding ticket on your record. These people look you up and down. They search your life. They inventory your life from the moment you're born to the moment of applying. They don't let just any crazy people in the NSA. So it just goes to show you, you can't listen to that crazy talk. Oh, they're crazy. This person's crazy. That person's crazy. We're all a little different, I'll tell you that. But none of us can share the same insanity at the same time. There's a formula out there. There's the cook-up. And it's being perpetrated on a lot of us. So, I mean, I don't know, the whole chemtrail thing. And I don't understand. I want to throw this out there. I want to throw this out there into the minds of my brother and sisters that are being targeted. I cannot understand why you give in to the narrative. Why do you pick up the guns and go and shoot up innocent people? You know it's the feds doing this to you. You want to make a statement. Why are you not showing up at the federal buildings? You know, Neo and Trinity, they had huge black duffel bags that they put on the little conveyor belts there when they entered in the federal buildings. Security guard said, oh, shh. And they pulled out the guns and started shooting. You know, I really don't think these feds would be targeting us so much if they knew that their children were coming up missing. You know, CIA agent, NSA agent comes home from work. Oh, where's little Billy? Oh, he's been kidnapped and murdered by a targeted individual. Oh, maybe we're pushing these people too far. Maybe we should stop. I'm not advocating anything, but I'm just... that just makes more sense to me. That's all I'm saying. Don't take it out on innocent people. Because that's what's giving in to them targeting us even more. Every success that they have means they're going to do it more. But if their own families get taken out in the process, they might rethink targeting. I don't know. That's all I got to say about that one. I know we're coming up on a break here very soon, but I just... You know, it's supposed to be an eye for an eye. I know an eye for an eye leaves the world blind, yada, 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 but it's just... Do something that makes sense. I know that they have a formula, and you're going to take out your pain and rage on the people that are closest to you. You're supposed to be a living weapon, a bomb. But seriously, just because you hear the whisper campaign around you, the street theater, I'm going to tell you right now, those people have nothing to do with what's going on in your life. They don't know anything. If they do, it's inadvertent, and things are said inadvertently to prepare and to cook up your psychosis. People are used inadvertently by the shadow governments, okay, by these spy agencies, okay, because they want to use everybody on the board like chess pieces. But don't be relegated to a certain move set. You don't have to move like a pawn. You don't have to move like a knight. You don't have to move like a rook. Move however the hell you want to. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. I refuse to go by their plan, by their formula. You know, I live my own life. I drink what I want to drink. I smoke what I want to smoke. I'll eat what I want to eat. I'll watch what I want to watch. I'll sleep when I want to sleep. If these idiots don't like that, well, guess what? They want to keep tampering my life. I'm going to make them suffer for it. Why? Because I'm a grown-ass man. Bottom line, far more intelligent than they could ever be. Bottom line, superior to them in every way. Bottom line, I do not recognize their authority. Bottom line. So, anyways, with that said, I do know... am I a minute off here from commercial break?
Yeah, you're a little early. Music's coming in about 30 seconds.
So, I mean, I don't want to seem like, you know, Mr. Hardass here, but that's just what it is. That's what it is. That's the name of the game. That's the situation. You know, these people want to be like, oh, all we wanted. I don't give a damn about what you want. It's irrelevant. It's inconsequential. And it's going to get you messed up one of these days. Keep pushing. So anyways, yeah. Guys, be calling in. We haven't given up the phone line. Phone number 313. I'm sorry. 800-313-9443. Once again, phone number is 800-313-9443. I know we had a bunch of callers last night that we didn't get to. Call in earlier to the show. Now's your opportunity. Okay, right back.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.